It has been said, in order to bring out the best in others, you first need to bring out the best in yourself, which is where self-awareness is key. Oye, mi gente, this is the Emotional Intelligence Número 2, as promised, here at Fuel Pasión. Let's go. Hola, ¿qué tal, mi gente? What is up? This is Noan El Boricua, and I'm very excited once again to be able to just bring to you another episode here at Fuel Pasión, where it's always around cultura, it's around faith, and conexiones. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Fuel Pasión Friday. Super excited because, as promised, I know that we did kind of change up a little bit the past couple weeks, and I kicked off with emotional intelligence and understanding like why it is defined, the ability to one, understand and be able to manage, numero uno, your own emotions, as well as to be able to recognize and influence and manage the emotions of those around you. And again, this term was kind of a token back in the early 90s, 1990 if I'm correct. And I wanted to share it with you guys because I think it is so, it's crazy because I had the opportunity, you know, we at my job, we had a chance to kind of meet and sit down, and we get a chance to kind of just catch up and see what are the events that are coming up in the month of June. And one of the exciting parts is that prior to doing that, we actually kind of do a reflection, like, where are you at? So we kind of go around and we all share something that's going on. One of the things that I loved is that one of my peers actually spoke to about the quality or the awareness of self-awareness, more importantly, emotional intelligence. So for me, that was something that was super exciting because I've been on this here and we had a chance to talk about like these four components, which I shared about around social awareness and like relationship management. But today I really want to be able to say it's about you and me, self-awareness, self-management. And, you know, we can be like, yo, why do we have to do that? Like, you know, because it's hard, right? One of the biggest challenges that we have to do is that in order to, you know, surround yourself with greatness, you first need to realize your greatness and also your opportunities and have the self-awareness of who you are and what you can bring to the table. So enough of that. I'm going to read this to you guys real quick and we're going to dive straight into it. This is from Deal Google and a lot of other articles out here. And one of the things, I'm going to read it. I don't have it on my teleprompter, so I do apologize. But it says, self-awareness is an essential trait of a great leader. By knowing your values, your personality, needs, habits, and emotions, and how they affect your actions and the actions of others or otras personas, you'll be able to manage your stress, you'll be able to make better decisions, and ultimately you lead others to be able to do the same as you do onto yourself. So the big thing here is that we need to understand that self-awareness really helps others understand like what you bring to the role. Think about it. Think about the last job that you actually applied, you interviewed, you got offered, you got the role. Now you're in this new leadership or maybe just a new career path. And one of the biggest things is that people want to know about your self-awareness. What do you bring to the table? What are some areas of need that you have that you want to lean into others to be able to help you continually grow? And at the end of the day, how are you really going to continually manage that day in and day out? And I think it's really important of that because of the fact that when I think of self-awareness, I think it's understanding like, you know, these three categories, like what am I feeling? What am I thinking? And what am I doing? Once again, what am I feeling? What am I thinking? And what am I doing? And I think a lot of times this kind of like these categories really allow us to understand like what and how am I feeling in the moment. I'll give you an example. I had this opportunity where I was actually at an event. I had a chance to be able to give back to a school. I sat down on a hiring panel and I'm honored. Créame la verdad que es un honor. It's an honor to be able to sit down and give back to either your alma mater or a local school or university. What's a little bit funny about me is that I actually do get really nervous when I see the lineup. and I see these prestigious awards and just academia after academia, and I'm just like, yo man, that's crazy. I don't have a doctorate degree, I don't have this, or I haven't worked for like 15 of the most amazing companies in the world. And all of a sudden, this self-awareness and almost this doubt is that I feel doubt, I feel insecure. And what am I thinking? I'm thinking that I'm gonna stumble over my words. I'm thinking that nobody really is gonna listen to me because I only work at one brand and nobody, you know, and I'm thinking like, are my words effective? Are my words impactful? And then what am I doing? I'm like really listening to the other panelists, or I'm trying to maybe like, as we like to say, I want to piggy off back, you know, or piggyback off you, and, you know, and not really just be genuinely me, to be authentically me, to understand that I can be relational to the audience. But see, that's the beauty of self-awareness, understanding my feeling, understanding my thinking, and what am I doing? And it was tough. And what's crazy is that at the end of the panel and at the end of the event, so many of the students were impacted by everyone on the panel, including myself. It allowed me then to feel a sense of gratitude, to be able to think like, wow, my story does matter. And to be able to say, you know what? I'm gonna keep doing this every single time, especially when I get the chance to do it. Can you relate? Have you ever felt like this self-awareness of who you are on a team, in a sport moment, in community, maybe in a relationship, in the workplace? Like, I think it's so important that we understand this component of self-awareness, because it really is kind of like, you know how the drums, well, this is my opinion, but I think a lot of people would agree, the rhythm section is the most important section in any genre of music. The drummer and the bass player are the foundation of a band. And self-awareness is similar. It's the core to everything. It describes our abilities to be able to understand our strengths, our opportunities, but you also be able to recognize like your emotions and the effect they have on you and your team. Imagine if I was in a team setting on a panel. Imagine if I told my team, yo, this is what I'm thinking, this is how I'm feeling, I don't think we can do this. What do you think that's gonna do? That's gonna cause the same thing now for my teammates. And I think for us, if we're going to try to bring the best in others, we first, again, like I said earlier, you got to bring the best in yourself, or bring out the best in yourself. And I think, I hope, like, one of the easiest ways is there's so many tools out there that you could do these like evaluations of performance. You match it up against other options and opportunities. And my hope is that through that process that you can be able to gain all the insights into your own behavior and discover how you're perceived in an organization. Let me tell you, I'm gonna be super transparent. I still have minor doubts of what people perceive me when they hear me talk, or they think I'm too passionate, or they think I'm, you know, full of it. I don't know. I'm okay with that because I know who I am. I have the self-awareness to understand of what I can bring to the table. And like I've said before, is being genuinely myself, authentically me, and always being relational to the moment and the process in front of me. The other side of this, and when we think about the final category of emotional intelligence, is really self-management. Now, I'm going to read this, and my eyes are going to go down again. It says self-management refers to the ability to manage your emotions, particularly in stressful situations. And here's the big part. Be able to maintain a positive outlook in spite of setbacks or just saying, we ain't going to do this. Leaders who lack self-management tend to react a harder time in keeping kind of like their impulses in check. Now, here's the thing. And look, I don't want to stereotype, but a lot of us, you know, Boricuas, Puerto Ricans, shout out to all my Puerto Rican nation out there, both on the mainland and in the island all around the world. A reaction tends to be automaticamente, right? Automatic. Like someone calls you out and there's a reaction. The more in tune you are with your emotional intelligence, however, the easier you can make the transition from a reaction to a response. I would totally mic drop and walk away, but I still got you for a couple more minutes. It's important to always tomar una pausa. Pause. Breathe. Collect yourself and do whatever it takes to manage your emotions, whether that means taking a walk, calling a friend, so that you can more appropriately, intentionally respond to the stress of adversity. I'm gonna be super transparent. I'm grateful for my boss, because there was a moment years ago that I walked into a situation and I almost reacted because something was not right. But instead, I took a breath, I walked outside, and I called my boss, my leader. And I'm grateful for her because she walked me through and had me think and process, which then allowed me to what? Be self-aware, have the self-management and the emotional intelligence to be able to read the room and to come back in and now not react to others, but give the proper response to others. That's what it's all about. See, look, emotional intelligence is such a big thing today. And I think this could be an ongoing conversation. Let me know in the comments if you guys feel this is something we can continue to like deep dive. I actually know some people that are in this field of emotional intelligence. Maybe I can invite them on here. Maybe we could do like next to me. I've never had a guest live here yet, or at least pre-recorded live to me in the moment of this recording. But I hope we understand that the beauty of this is that this is what it's all about. That we excel in our jobs, but you can never effectively as leaders, as professionals, communicate with your team or collaborate with others, you know, until we understand mastering emotional intelligence. And the only way we continually get to the higher levels of our, you know, education and career path is by mastering and continually learning emotional intelligence. Oye, mi gente, I want to say muchas gracias. Kind of just wanted to, you know, share that really quick. This month is a special month. I meant to say this in the beginning, so if you're still watching this, I really appreciate you. If you're watching this on YouTube, I hope you can subscribe. If you're listening to this on our podcast audio version, I hope you can, you know, share this episode. And I just want to say that June is a special month. Yes, yo soy Boricua, and the New York Parade is going to be coming up June 12th. And not only that, but, you know, in San Juan, they celebrate, you know, the Festival of the Lights and so many great things that happens, you know, as far as us being Puerto Ricans. More importantly, though, it's also a month where we get to learn from our LGBTQIA plus community. And, you know, it's really understanding that, yes, they celebrate pride. And I always think about it through the lens. Again, this is my faith side. And I may get some pushback from some of my faith people out there. But I know this. I know Jesus loves and will do life with our community of the LGBTQIA plus community. Even though there are differences, the core of that is learning to love our people. And I believe that all people should have the right to be able to play sport, to be able to be a part of a team. And that's something that this month is always a continuing of learning. And I also continue to learn that we know historically June 19th or Juneteenth is when we ended slavery. And we finally honor this as a holiday. And for me and my family, many of those that identify as African-Americans, our Black brothers and sisters, is our opportunity. Those that are allies, yo, let's continue to educate ourselves. Let's continue to look in history and teach our children the beauty of what Juneteenth is all about. So I hope that we can share that. Look, last month we celebrated our Asian Americans, Pacific Islanders. We shared, you know, an understanding, you know, outside of what I'm filming, just living in community. We had an opportunity of understanding Mental Awareness Month and understanding we celebrated our mothers because June, yo, hey, I didn't forget. Oye, Día de los Padres, Father's Day, it's out there. So anyways, just want to do that. Check us out, FuelPasiónPodcast.com. And I'm super excited for this month of what I'm excited for every day, to be honest. Every day that God gives me a day to live is a day to be able to showcase who I am and how God created me to be able to serve each and every one of you in any capacity. And I hope that you as well can do that for myself. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm super excited. Look, in 2 days, in a couple days, at the time of this recording, I will be celebrating 25 years married to the most amazing woman in the world. And more on that next week. Oye, mi gente, como dice mi abuelita, que Dios te bendiga.